Lil. Literature. Exercise 1, page 90.
Jack and the Beanstalk. Once upon a time, there was a poor widow who had one son named Jack and a cow named Milky White. One morning, the cow gave no milk, so they decided to sell it at the market. On his way to the market, though, Jack met a strange-looking old man. "Let's do a swap," said the old man. "Give me that cow, and I'll give you these 5 magic beans. If you plant them overnight, they'll reach up to the sky in the morning." Jack believed the man and gave him the cow. Jack's mother, though, wasn't pleased, and she angrily threw the beans out the window. The next morning, Jack got a surprise. The beans had grown into a tall beanstalk up to the sky. Jack decided to climb up the beanstalk until he saw a big house above the clouds. A woman was standing outside, and Jack asked her for some food. "Come into my kitchen quickly," said the woman. "My husband is a giant. If he finds you here, he'll eat you for breakfast." Inside, Jack was eating some bread when he felt the ground shaking. "Oh no, it's him. Jump into the oven," said the woman. When the giant walked inside, he thumped the table. "Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman," he said.
"Nonsense, dear," his wife replied. "You're dreaming."
So the giant sat down at the table. On it there was a hen and a golden harp. "Lay," said the giant, and the hen laid a gold egg. "Sing," said the giant, and the harp played a tune by itself. Jack was amazed, and when the giant fell asleep, he grabbed the hen and the harp before running out the door. Suddenly, though, the hen began to cackle, so the giant woke up and chased Jack down the beanstalk. Jack called to his mother for an axe, and when he reached the ground, he chopped down the beanstalk. The giant crashed to the ground, and nobody ever saw him again. As for Jack and his mother, they sold the golden eggs and lived happily ever after.